episode of Irrational Moms. We're coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where us moms are checking our list twice, trying to decide if you've been naughty or nice. You can listen to us at Spotify, or you can listen to us at Apple Podcast. You can also Google us at irrationalmoms.com and find us on YouTube. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and, you know, leave a comment. We love hearing from our fans. Okay, so this week we have so much to talk about because it's almost Christmas too. Okay, so our fan question is, what is your love language? And I had to actually Google this because I am so not into this mushy stuff. Let's just say that. And I don't even know if I even believe in this. And we'll get into that. So I think we all have a lot to say about a lot of this. But I also love the fan that sent this. So I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying not to say anything too bad. Okay. Anyways, we also have snack of the week coming up. I wanted to talk about, like, who else is totally stressed out and exhausted about Christmas, because I kind of think I want to rent a wife for Christmas. Do all the stuff for me. And yeah. Then this weekend in football and last night was amazing and upsetting and drama filled. And oh, I know, Tress. I know. ESPN showed two games last night. You could split the screen. I don't know why, you know, some people were just like watching the Giants and not watching ESPN, where you can actually see like when the other team was in the red zone. So anyways, we have so much to get into. I want to also talk about why Mahomes is maybe needs a little bit of, you know, wine with his or cheese with his wine. And he needs to learn how to, you know, put on his big boy panties too when, you know, things like this happen. So much to talk about. Okay, so Tress.
Love it.
Let's jump into all the snack of the week.
Yeah. Okay. So remember when I sent you guys that video? It wasn't Andy Reid. What's his brother? Randy Reid? Is that who his brother is for the Chiefs? Or wait. Is
it Sounds Chiefs? Good enough. Andy
Reid. Are you talking about his son that coaches
his,
for him?
Is it his is son? It his son? Maybe it's his son. Anyways. Okay. Well, anyways, one of them.
I think it's
his son. I'll have to find the video. I thought it was his brother for some reason. But anyways, so he talked about chocolate ice cream with Himalayan sea salt on it. And that it's like supposed to be like the secret thing you can ask for when you go into their little cafeteria area. Don't mind the top bar, because I did get two scoops. One is chocolate fudge and the other one is like a traditional pralines and cream, which I haven't had in forever. That's usually not what I get. Ooh. Usually I get icing on the cake and it has like strips, like ribbons of icing.
Is that a jumbo Yeti cup that you've got full of ice cream?
Yeah. Well, no, I just put the ice cream thing in there. I also saw that little trick. Yeah. So I got Baskin Robbins. So it's keeping it cold in my little Bama Yeti.
So you went to Baskin Robbins and got this?
No, I had DoorDash deliver it this morning. So I was like, I did not want to stop. Anyways, okay, so I'm gonna try and not get on the pralines, but we're gonna give it up my chocolate here. Okay. Cause I wanna try, I don't know why, like,
who is that a screwdriver for salt? What was that? A power tool?
It's like a little you just press it and it grinds the salt for you.
Dang. All right. I've never seen that before.
Maybe that's what Santa's gonna bring you in your stocking now, Annabelle.
I know, I won't have to just grind it anymore. It's just gonna do it itself.
I have to clean the spoon off of the pralines.
Okay.
Like, praline's good with salt, though. Praline should have salt in it, too. Mm. Like when you make praline,
I agree with that.
You're definitely putting salt
in it. Okay. I will tell you guys if this chocolate fudge with sea salt is good. Or Himalayan sea salt, whatever.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Dark chocolate with salt is always good.
Okay. That's different. I don't know if I'm going to, like, sit and put it on every bite, but, I mean, it's definitely interesting. It's like that sweet and salty. It's kind of like I'm eating a Kind bar or something, only not anything healthy like a Kind bar at all. So,
I mean, there's protein in the dairy, right?
It's got to be somewhere in that triangle pyramid of like the food group situation, like on the good one. Or I guess it's not on the good one, but I don't know. Pecans in here. That's
some healthy fats. That's healthy. Protein, I think.
Some vitamin D in there with that, you know. Yeah, you're good.
Wait.
You're good.
Vitamin D, that's something else.
What? Ice cream?
Shout out that vitamin D.
Right?
I think she's being dirty. She's being filthy.
Okay. Oh, I get it now. That was... Well, come on.
I just thought that's what you're talking about.
get your head out of the gutter this morning. We're talking about like what makes, why can't, well, she was talking about the pyramid, right? If it falls, where it falls into the pyramid. And I'm just kind of adding to it.
I definitely never think about vitamin D as something to like seek out in my diet.
Me neither. I just get sun. Just go out, lay out. Just get a little vitamin D that way. I think that whole thing of when they change the require, what they thought was the health requirement, where like, oh, you need, now you need this much vitamin D because the pharmaceutical companies want you to actually take more vitamin D. You know, just go out and get some sun.
Right. It is very healthy to just get like 10 minutes of natural sunlight on your skin.
It is. I mean, that's not artificial light like we're getting right now.
Right. Well, exactly. That's why I need to live in a place that has sun. I can't live in somewhere that's like cold and dark all winter. Like that's not right. Good for me at all. I lived in Russia for a while.
I was going to say, how did you make it in Russia? Good grief. It's cold all the time.
I was
like
21 years old, so I just didn't care as much, I think. I was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But even there, when it would be freezing still, but the sun was out, people would go strip down to like underwear and lay on the rocks on the long side of the river in St. Petersburg on the Neva River because it would like give you some warmth just to like lay on the rocks.
Yeah.
Were they drinking their vodka too? That's why.
But you know, they drink a lot of beer there too. I think they drink as much or if not more beer, which was surprising to me. I think because you can just walk around with a beer everywhere.
All right.
Well so I approve.
I
approve.
Beer, vodka on the rocks. See, they're laying on the rocks drinking it.
I meant I approve of the fudge ice cream with salt. Oh, okay. I'm not.
Yeah, it's delicious. I like sea salt on everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can agree.
Salt is good on everything. Just put a little salt, a little dab, right? Maybe even a little extra. So you need salt on everything. Okay, so let's talk about this question of the week. So love the fam that this question came from, but he wants to know, ladies, what is your love language? And he's like, it kind of sounds like you are like – an act of service, quality time.
He thought that about you?
About us. I guess us. But I mean, he said that about me too. And I'm like, I had to look that up. And I'm like, no.
I don't think quality time. I'm going to guess not quality time. Not that you don't like to hang out with Mr. Poindexter. I don't think that's it.
So,
Annabelle, go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say because in the text message last night or an email, you're like, I'm going to surprise you all. And I'm like, I can't wait to hear what this surprise is.
I need to see what this is.
Well, no, I don't think you're going to be surprised at my take on it. I just was going to not say it in advance because you know me, I like explode and go on a rant. But then after I say it, I'm like, I don't want to talk about that again. I'm done. I think it's nonsense. I think it makes sense to have categorize maybe like the things that people want that make them feel good, I guess. But to me, it's like, okay, if a woman really likes getting flowers, well, then you should get her flowers. If the woman really likes it when you make her breakfast, sometimes do that. It's a love language. It's just shit people like is kind of how I think about it. It doesn't really make sense. I mean, like I enjoy cooking for people and nurturing in that way. Like I like doing that for people. So I mean, is that a love language or it's just what I enjoy doing for people? But it does make sense that for a good partner for me is not someone who never wants you to cook for them or like doesn't eat adventurous foods or won't, you know, that's not a good partner for me because I like to do those things. But I mean, to me, honestly, it's just sort of sounds like some new agey bullshit way to sell books.
I think falls under like the acts of. What is it
acts
like the
acts service, of service? I think
acts and of the, service. I think that's what yours fall under.
Well, I do enjoy it. Like I like going and putting in work. I mean, I like physically working at my job. I like doing work with charities and doing the physical work. Like I enjoy that. Is that a love language? I mean, it's just what I enjoy. It makes me happy to do that. But I don't know. Like, do we need these categories? I think if you just tell your part, I think what relationships
communication.
Need is that's exactly what I was going to say. You just need to tell the partner what you want and what you like, and they should do the same. And then you figure out if you work together. And if you know someone likes something, well, do that thing for them when you feel like doing something nice. You know what I mean?
Or not even something nice. It's like if they're
– Or yeah, if, whatever.
If I'm upset with my husband, I will – purposely go out of my way to do something nice for him. Because I know, like, if I do that, it makes me less mad at him because I'm doing something nice. But right. honestly, it's like, I agree with you. I think it's just, it's a bunch of made up stuff that's, it's just like, let's put everybody like in these little different categories where, right. okay, some people might think, yeah, this is what I really like. But I can go through and I'm like, well, I kind of like a little of every single category. So, I mean, I don't want to be right. like, I'm only in this category because sometimes, and it's constantly changing too, as I get older yeah. and as a relationship matures, it's going to be, you're going to go different. You're going to go into a different category. So to me, right. like, why don't we just sit down and communicate? And ladies, when you communicate, don't be girl communicating, be straight. Like, I need this
right.
from you. Not like, oh, hey, I'm upset because you didn't take out the garbage and it's been sitting right there. It's right. like, no, can you please take out the garbage?
Right.
Can you, no, seriously, like, take it out. Not like, why are you walking by the garbage a million times? Right. I mean, that's just, it's such girl mentality, right? Like, well, you right. see it there.
Right.
But you didn't tell me.
I think what a lot of women would want is, well, you should just see the trash needs to go out and take it out. That's, and I feel that way even with, like, my kids because trash is definitely their job. And I'll be like, you just saw it there. You put something in there. How do you not know it's full? Or, hey, we had fish for dinner. And you know we take the trash out every night anyway, especially if there's, like, fish wrappers in there. How do you not just do it? But you know what? Some people just don't. So, like, either you just say, hey, take the trash out, or you get mad and be all passive aggressive. And neither of those things, you know, that doesn't really work.
Oh, you see, mean- I'm going to play devil's advocate. Of course, you know, I like, but I'm a very, like, sensitive, emotional person. Not that you guys aren't, but I can tell you 100% that my love language is the physical touch. And I know this because if, and it's not just sexual, it could be like just little touches, but like if right. I go a day and my boyfriend hasn't like touched, you know, my side, or like he's walking through the kitchen and I'm standing there, you should touch my butt. If you don't touch my butt, I'm like, why? What's going on? Like, are you upset about something? But, right. you know, even sexually, if that's not there because there's a lot of stress or like work or whatever the situation is, then I do feel a disconnect. So for me, 100%, the affection part of it, I need that in order to feel like, I don't know, good. But I also love giving gifts. But I'm like, right. I'll listen and like try and figure out like something that would make people yeah. happy kind of thing. So I do think you could fall under multiple categories. But we did talk about communication. And even before on the podcast, we talked about like, you know, something that's on your radar may not be on the other person's, that kind of thing. But I think if they... it doesn't have to be as specific as the love language, but if they know, for example, my significant other knows my love language, he knows that I need the little touches and the affection, then it's like I could go from being upset to feeling like everything is okay with just a little.
I mean, I am a very affectionate person. I like affection, trust too. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at all that and I'm like, I think I would fall under that category if I was going to have to pick one. But then to me, I'm like, but there's all, I can find something in every single one. But I go back to like, I think a lot of it just is communication and just being very clear of like what your ex, well, what you need in a relationship. But I also feel like there shouldn't, well, I've argued with this with Mr. Poindexter. If you have expectations in a relationship, they're always going to not be met, right? You're going to end up right. being like upset. So to me, I'm like, if you have zero expectations of your partner, then whenever they do something, you're like, oh, this is awesome. You have exceeded my expectations of you.
Yep. I like to keep expectations yeah. very low.
Well, right. one of the books that I love, one of the chapters is expect nothing and accept everything. Mm-hmm. Not specifically in those literal terms, but like accept what the universe is bringing and what people are able to do and not necessarily expect a certain level. Cause that is true. Like if you have these expectations and like you should be doing this and we should be 50-50, cause that's never really the case, right? Like sometimes somebody's only going to have 20 and you got to bring the other 80. Like that's part of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think having the expectations, you're right. It's just,
well, that and also being thankful, right? To your partner yeah. and being yeah. and letting them know that they've done something nice right. for
and
you. Like,
yeah. Another important one is not assuming the worst in your partner's intentions when things aren't perfect. Like, you shouldn't, you've got to not jump to like a worst case scenario mm-hmm. if something doesn't go your way, or don't like assume they have negative intentions when they make mistakes. Like, sometimes people just make mistakes and you can give them a chance. Like, I just believe in giving a lot of grace because I feel like I've gotten a lot of grace at times when I maybe didn't deserve it. So I think that that's important too.
you know.
Right. What, it would you? Be like me getting upset. Like, it's not everybody is a gift giver, or especially like sometimes guys, they're just, they're overthinking, or they're not like great gift givers. Not in a bad way. I guess I don't know how to say that with, but you know, like I love giving gifts. So just because I like to do that doesn't mean I should expect the person that I'm with to reciprocate, because that's just something that I love to do that I enjoy to do. So
yeah,
it's like just understanding, communication, all these things go hand in
hand. And that's a good point, because I like getting cards and flowers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, so, and my husband hates cards, but he will go out of his way to make sure he gets me a card for like whatever.
Because he knows now, and he doesn't care about cards. Yeah. So I'm like, why am I getting him a card? He doesn't care about it. He's going to like throw it in the garbage. So it's just a waste of like $4.50 and his time, because like he doesn't care about that. But I know what he, Mr. Poindexter's love language is boobs and Jordans. So I give Mr. Poindexter the gift of Jordans.
And he just wants to be left alone. Leave me alone. Yes. Let me sit on the couch in the dark.
You know, this is side note, but we were watching Armageddon the other day, and you know the guy Hound, the one who's always like chasing after women.
I love that.
And
that's one of my favorite movies.
He's doing the splotches with the psychologist, and he's like, I see boobs. I see this girl with boobs. And then he's like, at the end, he's like, I see you with boobs. And I immediately looked over, and my boyfriend was like, that's Mr. Poindexter. Exactly. It's like, yes.
Oh my God. We just know him way too well.
Yes.
All right. So we have, you know, some other things that we need to start talking about. And before we get to football and what happened, our irrational mom topic, I was thinking about this because I feel like I am to the point where I kind of don't even like holidays anymore. And I feel bad, like almost like a Grinch, because there's so much to do. Like there's the decorating. I mean, I haven't even really decorated outside. I went to Target a couple days ago to find Christmas lights. They're sold out. So then I'm like, F it. We're putting no Christmas lights up.
You got the deer out there though, right?
That's good enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's
freaking good enough.
Yeah.
Cooking for the family. I mean, I'm like, that's going to be an all day thing on Christmas Day. And I want to watch the Chiefs and Raiders game. And there's other games that are going to be on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I'm like, oh, and then I got to go Christmas shopping, and I got to wrap the presents, and then I got to send the Christmas cards out, and I got to address. I mean, there's just so much to do. And I'm like, I am about ready to lose my effing mind. And it reminded me of the clip from Bad Moms Christmas where they're just like, we're going to take Christmas back and like F everything. And I'm like, I need a wife to come. Am I being irrational? Because I feel like, am I the irrational one that I don't want to do any of this anymore?
No.
Should I hire somebody to help me or do it?
I have thought so many times, like I could care less about having a husband, but I've thought many times, like I really need a wife, because I'm much better at doing like maybe, I don't know, the traditional man jobs, like going to work and making things with my hands.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this, like, I don't know, paying bills and all this other nonsense. I mean, you have to do it. So you just set it on auto pay, right? But like all that kind of stuff, all errands, tasks, I hate so much. So I'm like, I should just hire a wife. And there is, I remember there used to be a service, I don't know if it's still there, where you could like rent a wife and they would just do that kind of stuff for you. And I'm like, I was thinking about that lately. But you know what helps is to just lower your expectations and just do less. Like I quit sending out Christmas cards years ago because, like, first of all, after I got divorced, I was like, oh, I don't really want to send them out, just me and the kids. And then I was like, I'm too busy at the holidays working in a restaurant. Like, I do not have the time to, like, really blink, much less sit down and do all that stuff. You know, I buy Christmas presents on the phone, and I do cook the meal. But, you know, that's kind of it. I'm just like, I'm doing less because I'm not going to make myself. But also, I've never enjoyed the holidays. I hate the holidays. I like making holidays nice for other people. That is that a love language? Like I enjoy doing that for people. So like I want my family and my kids to have a nice Christmas, but I could give two you know what about.
Yeah.
Actually,
I do
myself.
Think it's a lot of stress. There it's become like more stress than it is like just enjoying and making those memories. Everybody's like, I have to get the perfect gift and I have to get this. Yeah. Like there's no perfect gift. You just something that the person's gonna be like, oh, you were thinking about me, like it could be something meaningful, but yeah, I think I'm the same. I order everything online. And then I think too, because my kids split time between my place and their dad's, it just like the holidays that I don't have them are just another day.
Yeah.
Like I think I was out on Thanksgiving like a couple years ago, and I had to go to Olive Garden because like a lot of things weren't open. I'm like, what? I want to go shopping or do something. Like, not everybody has something to do on this day.
Yeah, I don't care about Thanksgiving either, honestly. And, I mean, we already talked about Thanksgiving food being disappointing. I mean, at least for Christmas, we can make a prime rib or something that's like really delicious.
I make the same thing for Christmas that I make for Thanksgiving.
But you love Thanksgiving food, so it makes sense.
This is true. This is true.
Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not really what I want to eat. So I'm like, I'm going to make a steak, and then I roast a whole fish for the people that don't want to eat red meat. And then it's like, okay, done.
But that's still a lot of work, and you have to have sides and a dessert.
It is a lot of work, but I enjoy doing that work. It's not really for my – I mean, I'm doing it because I enjoy it, and I enjoy everyone else enjoying the meal. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I'm going to rent you for Christmas. Come over and just do all my food.
We just do that? Absolutely.
I will say, though, I did start wrapping presents on Sunday when I was watching football, and I did address all my Christmas cards last night watching football, but still, and this is the first year probably like in 5 years I've actually had my Christmas cards out like kind of early.
Yeah.
Before Christmas. But still, I'm like, it's still a lot of work. I'm like, everything is a lot of work. Or I feel stressed of like, did I get like everybody something? And like, where's your list? And did I order it? And I'm forgetting to order things because I have like, I have a list of all the things I have to do in my, for work and in my personal life. And then on top of that, let's just add some more like stress with Christmas and parties.
Yeah.
And I feel pressure with gift giving because I do really enjoy giving gifts. And, but I, it's, you know, I only want to give someone something they like. And so when I can't think of something, it really stresses me out. Like my in-laws are impossible to buy for because, you know, they don't need anything and they can buy whatever they want and they don't really like getting gifts. So I always try to think of something, and they're great about giving experiences, which I love. Like for me, for the kids, they give an experience, which is to me a better gift than just a thing. And like 2 years ago, I gave them a photo session with the kids because I thought, oh, this will great. Then they'll have some really nice pictures and we'll have some nice ones too. Cause you know, they're getting older. And last year was that StoryWorth thing where they can like write a, every week you get a question and it sort of tells your story and they make it into a book. So you sort of have like a history of that person's life. So that was cool too. But now this year I'm like, I don't have any ideas. I still have no idea.
So what about, do they go to the theater at all? Like tickets or to a ballet or performing arts?
Actually, that's a good idea. They love the arts, especially supporting local arts. And they've given me tickets to local theater performances. So that is actually a good idea. I need to see if there's something.
Well, because you were saying experiences, so I thought, oh, that's a really good idea. Experience.
I don't know why I didn't think about that. I'm going to just take a moment and put that on my list to find something to give them.
So, Tris, I'm going to ship your Christmas present because it shipped to my house. And I'm going to see if I can get it there by next week when we do the podcast so you can open it. You guys can open your presents. Annabelle already opened hers when she was over a couple of
I can't show it yet because we're
You similar,
so I almost actually sent you a picture of it immediately and I was like, oh wait, no, hers is right here next to me. What am I doing?
I think the last part of y'all's gift is coming today, so if I have time to get out and ship it, I might be able to do that. But yeah, I will have y'all there.
Yeah, but don't worry. We know you're super busy and you have a lot going on. which I don't even know how you're even going to do Christmas. You're not decorating, right?
No, I have my tree up and that's it. And then literally, so when I wrapped the tree up last year, I got like this weird, it's like a bag, but it just unzips all the way down and you just wrap it around the tree. I didn't leave all the ornaments on, but apparently there was like two of them just dangling in there. And so then my boyfriend was like, what's up with this one ornament that we have? And I was like, that's the decorations. Sorry.
Can't you just like, you can buy that, right? Where you just kind of roll the tree in and it's already decorated, which would be amazing.
That's what I thought. I've actually thought about leaving mine decorated, but it would... I don't have enough space to store it like that. And I do like enjoying the process of decorating the tree.
Yeah. I tried to do I did a Valentine's tree like 2 years ago.
We did them last year, didn't we? Or was it 2 years ago?
Yeah. I think it was 2 years ago because I was still at an apartment. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. It was cute, but it wasn't.
Did you get a pink tree for that? I can't remember.
Yeah. I had little candy, the little conversation hearts. I ordered off Etsy and I put those all over. And like pink bows and stuff. Of course, pink.
Well, I'm going to throw out both my fake. Well, so I have three Christmas trees. It's insane. One's a little one, 3 foot high one. It has all the kids' ornaments that they all made as they were like, you know, babies and stuff in elementary school. And then I have a white one, which is my Poindexter tree. But you know what? I got that one a couple of years ago. Half the lights are out. So I'm going to have to like toss that, get a new one for next year.
All you do is, I've had this happen. If the tree doesn't,
what?
Cut the lights off, put new lights on there.
Oh, I ain't doing that. That's a flock tree. You know how much stuff's going to fly out? You can just get it. Yeah. You can get another one at Macy's for like $100, right?
No. I have a flock tree right now too. And they are like, I love how they look, but it's an absolute mess. Like if you even walk by the tree, you're just.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just like flocked everywhere.
All over you.
My food ornament tree is flocked, and it did come with lights. That's a good point. I forgot that one's flocked. I've done that with a regular tree before. It was like a huge, massive, expensive, nice one, and the lights quit working after 2 years. So I just cut them off the next year and put new lights on there.
Well, our other one's like, I think it's like 10 years old. So it's time for a new tree.
Oh, that's the family tree. Yeah, you have had that one a long time.
Yeah.
Ever since I met you, probably.
No. We used to have real trees all the time. And then the house would just get too hot, and then they would die before Christmas. And then you want to hear something funny? Mr. Poindexter would take the tree after we'd get in this huge argument because he'd want to keep the tree up like as long as possible, sometimes into February, and I'd get really pissed. And then he would take the tree and he'd plug it in outside with the lights on. I'm not going to say it because it's not appropriate.
That's why I have a fake one, because I like to have my tree up for a long time.
Yeah.
Can't do that with real ones.
Same.
Okay, plus, so I think... never mind. What?
No, never mind.
Oh, I was going to say okay. Yeah, I think, fake trees are the way to go. Okay, so I think we need to move over to, like, what the heck happened this weekend with so much football...
chaos.
Like, upsets. Chaos. Yeah. Right? I mean, even last night, 28-27.
They were up two touchdowns with 6 minutes to go. I was like, we're golden.
Two touchdowns in 3 minutes. Is that not right?
They were up by two touchdowns with 6 minutes still on the clock.
Oh,
I see. And I was just like, oh, this is good. Like, there's no way, something crazy would have to happen. And of course it did. I was like, okay, this is just, I can't, you know, I'm not mad at the other team though, because it's a similar situation. Like, you were cutting it that close to the freaking Titans of all teams. Yeah. Nothing against the Titans, but they don't have a great record. And the Dolphins have been killing it. So I was like, wow, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, it's like a hard reset for them to realize that, hey, if you don't bring your A game, to these like teams,
right? Like, you can't just, they were not playing like a Super Bowl team, that's for sure.
No,
so
Mike, the thing that I've been pondering, the kind of question overall, is like the teams that have been this so far this season, sort of like, I don't know if we want to call them elite, but like the best teams in the league so far, are they really as good as their record? Are they really that good? Because to me, it feels like apart from the 49ers. None of those other teams, like the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Ravens, none of them have been super dominant, really. It's almost been like, well, you're managing to pull out wins. So
it's like 1 week is great and they'll like blow it out of the water. And then the next week it's like, what were you doing?
Yeah, but think about it.
Miami's been like that a lot. They've been really up and down. And I don't know. I think it's like the consistency thing is missing.
But the Niners haven't been that consistent all year. I mean,
they lost.
They did have
games.
A period, of like.
But they were missing Trent Williams and Debo, and I think that the impact of missing Trent Williams, especially, was huge for them. That man swallows up 3 to 4 guys on the line, and if you don't have someone, is he the biggest guy in the league? Like, he might actually be physically the biggest bear out there. So without that, when you're used to having that, I think it made a huge difference in their games. Like, I think if they had had Trent Williams, they maybe lost one game.
Well, you know, what's interesting watching the Niners is that they seem to, like, the first quarter of the last couple of games, they're like just kind of feeling it out. Like, okay, how is this defense? How's this the other offense playing? And then I feel like they kind of get their stride in. Right. And then they're just like, then they just dominate the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And it's just, because even with the Eagles, right? I mean, it was like they were like, I'm like, damn, look at the Eagles are going to kick their butt. And then all of a sudden I was like, bam, it's like they just dominated the rest of that game. Well, and it was like they never looked back.
Also, part of what happens is when a team is as physically dominant as them, the other team's just going to get worn out. You can't keep up. Like a lot of games you see, yeah, they'll be close till halftime. But then like you just aren't physically the same. Now, I am surprised if the Eagles, in terms of these teams that are like running all over them, like I'm not surprised that they've struggled in their secondary, but the fact that dudes are running against those monsters, I don't mean that in a negative way, they're just big dudes, has been really surprising to see that. So I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, the Rams almost beat the Ravens, and granted, Ravens fans will say the Ravens played terrible, and that might be true. But it was also the Rams played one of their best games of the year. I'm surprised at how competitive they can actually be. You know what I mean? Now that they have basically a run game, which is that Kyren Williams kid. He's amazing. So it's like they could even maybe make a wild card spot. Whereas at the beginning of this year, it was like, oh, this is one of the worst teams, you know, in a long time.
See, how did the NFL already guess it? The 49ers are like making some comeback or whatever, and they've already picked the colors. Okay,
it's so scripted.
It's totally a little suspect to me. If you ask, I'm just saying it's a little suspect. If the Ravens or a maroon or like a purple colored team get in there,
did we say what it was?
Yeah,
scripted. What's the colors for?
It's like a purplish color and the 49ers color, basically
purple,
like mixed
that just
together.
Sounds like Mardi Gras colors to me.
No, it definitely, you can tell. It's pretty prominent. I'm just going to put that out there. We said this last week before. I don't remember what the 49ers were doing last week, but
they beat the Eagles. Remember?
They beat Dallas. Dallas beat them.
This week, yeah. They beat the Eagles this Sunday. The Cowboys beat them. The Cowboys looked pretty good too, but yeah.
So, I mean, that's the other thing. The Cowboys, to me, they look like a pretty good team as far as I'm surprised, a little bit surprised. Cause I guess I feel like, I don't know, based on what you hear, I just keep expecting Dak to be like way worse than he has been. And he hasn't been as bad or like made as many huge mistakes or something. I don't know. He still everybody makes mistakes.
I don't know. But I just don't like the Cowboys always saying they're America's team. That is not really accurate in my opinion. Right. I always thought that the Green Bay Packers were America's team. I'm just putting that out there. Maybe because Aaron Rodgers.
No.
But...
I'm going to Google the Super Bowl and see what it is.
See, the colors. It's funny because I've never once in my life thought about what colors the Super Bowl colors are.
I haven't either, but it's this thing and everybody's talking about because
it's red and purple.
Yeah.
And silver.
It's 49er colors. That's
red. Red and purple? It's just red.
It's very much.
Oh, they do have the gold on the outline of the letters.
Yeah. So, no.
Purple, black, red, and gold lettering.
Do those colors even go together?
Suspect.
It's Las Vegas, right?
It sounds like a weird dunk color or something for a pair of Nike dunks.
Is that what you're going to do? We need to get this up. Let me see if I can find it right here.
What are you looking for?
I found a picture of it. I can't show it right there. That's the colors.
See? Look at that. It's going to be 49ers
and
the Ravens.
It's Ravens and 49ers.
Yeah. See? If they both go to the Super Bowl, then we know something's up. Because they've also picked the colors that have come out before even like playoffs and stuff have essentially ended up being the teams in the Super Bowl. So
every year?
Yeah, for the last couple of years at least.
What was it last year? Green and red or something?
I don't know. Who was in the Super Bowl last year? That's right. The Kelce Bowl. Okay. I'm so sick of the Kelces. Well, actually, Jason Kelce I'm okay with. He seems less douchey.
Well, that's a whole different story there.
Yeah. Jason's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Travis is just kind of ridiculous, but...
Maybe that's a better word for it, but...
I'm just tired of listening to all of them. I don't want to hear any more Kelce commercials with either one of them or Taylor Swift. Yeah. I just want them all just to all go away for a while. It's kind of jumping the shark, right? It's been like a year now. We don't need to rehash it all.
I think it feels like an eternity.
No, I'm saying with the Kelsey brothers, though. Oh. I mean, it's like you still see the mom and then her two sons, and or Donna and then Jason and Travis. And like, we don't need to keep like, I don't need to see the mom. There's other parents out there that are just as important as her.
Yeah. Right.
I still probably want to even... the podcast, but it's all the extra stuff. It's just a bombarding. Like I saw, didn't Taylor Swift say in her, I don't know, some interview, maybe the Time magazine, about how, well, I don't know. I don't have any, she said she didn't have any awareness of like how much she's being shown.
And the Chads, Brads, and the dads.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Chad Bradson and Brad Bradson.
Exactly. It's fair that she doesn't, it's not her fault exactly, but also, does she think she's that amazing that everyone wants to see her all the time? Because the Swifties certainly do. Like, they believe that everything that happens is like targeted to her or revolves around her or whatever. And I'm like, who knows if she,
there has to be some level of ego with that big of a following and all the attention and all, everything going on. Like, there just has to be.
Like, I feel like her comment about the Chads, Dads, and Brads, I kind of wanted to be like, that was F you, because I hate hearing about you every freaking day.
Like, but it's also not her doing it either.
No, I know that. But the fact, I guess, and I know that, which is why it's not like
But I will say, though, if it is a whole PR move between them, then she isn't in on all that.
It is all coordinated.
I don't think it is now. I think it's.
I think it's very much coordinated.
Yeah, I think there is a lot. I don't know. I still have my theory about that. But I will say, that article that came out last week, she slammed that Kardashians and the guy who actually bought a bunch of her rights to her records.
Yeah.
And I will say that's like, I really like her more. And because I really do feel for her, because, and then there was some backlash online because people were like, well, you're really depressed. You had to go move. And I'm like, I can see that, where it's like, it's, you have this whole industry that basically turned against you because.
But see, I think a lot of that is her, she contrived that in the media. I really don't think, I know some people sort of like canceled her, but I don't think that she's like, well, I felt like my career was over. And I'm like, it wasn't anywhere near over. It just seems like a something when you're telling a story after the fact, the way you would tell it, like writing a song. Not really what happened, but it would be more
dramatic.
Well,
I mean, I can see she's also a lot younger too, right? And not really, it's a lot of pressure because you have, I mean, if fans don't really know the backstory, she got in this huge thing with
Kanye West. Dirty. Kanye and Kim did her dirty for sure. I agree with that.
And then she was right. They illegally recorded her. They edited the tape to make it sound like she actually agreed with it. And basically what he did was he had a song basically calling her the B word. And he was saying, no, she's in on it. It's fine. Oh, and then the music video, right?
Well, where he it's made like a nude. It made it look like she was nude. She was portrayed next as nude, to him, wasn't she? Yeah.
And that she was okay with it. And she wasn't. And so it was like, well, no, you're a liar. And at the time, I think the Kardashians probably had a little bit more like sway, do you think?
I don't know. They're the worst.
Yeah. Well, they are the worst. I mean, they're just – but – and so, which is interesting because we've talked about this before. She hangs out with Brittany Mahomes. Brittany Mahomes did that whole, like, Skims
– see, I think that is definitely contrived. She's being nice to her because she's banging Travis, and that's his best friend's wife. I think that is all that's going on there. I think that – but also, all of Taylor Swift's actions seem so fake and contrived. Like,
she is fake. She's not a good person. Right. And I'll leave like some of the reasons out why I believe that. But she
No, I want to hear. I think maybe you are right. I mean,
I think that's true. But I don't know why. I don't have any
because
reasons.
there are a lot of reasons, and we said that we weren't going to talk about anything political here. I will tell you guys after the fact.
I got it.
Oh, you don't like because of her politics. That makes sense.
Well, but there's some other things that I found out that I think you guys would be like, why would that happen? But I can't say that here, but I do think she's fake. I think that she loves her fans. I'll give her that. I like some of her songs. I have no problem with her songs, but.
Well, you have to have respect for her because she is like a billionaire. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, she's helping economies. Like,
watch her cheering, like, and doing handshakes with like Britney and stuff. It's like, that looks fake as hell. Like, you're just she's over. It's like an actor would behave in a football game. Like, minor little things happen and she's like losing her mind. It's like, that is for the cameras. I'm sorry. You know, the cameras are there. And that's for the cameras because you're way overreacting.
Okay, so we go back to this, Tris, and help me with this. So she's Time Magazine Person of the Year. the Kelseys were in the Super Bowl together. Prior to that, Amazon did a documentary on Jason starting prior to the season last year. And then they just happened to also get, you know, the license to Thursday Night Football. I mean, just kind of connect the dots. It's all like together.
Right.
All, I mean, and how do you, and then why do the Eagles show the linebacker so much? They show Jason all the time too, like when he's playing, the TV does. And I'm like, mm-hmm. we don't ever see any, I'm not lying, or what's it, he's a center. We don't see all the other centers, like centers
exactly.
like, on TV. So I'm like, what is it with like him? I mean, yeah, okay, he's popular right now, but it's like there's other people that are just as good.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, NFL. when she was going through that whole thing of getting her music catalog from out from under being with like Scooter Braun so she could make money off of it or whatever, she went on a talk show and said, if you see something that says Taylor's version, that means it's mine. And right after all this stuff started happening, the NFL put in their bio Taylor's version. So does that mean that the NFL is owned? But yeah, I was like, give me a break. Like
she owns
this
the
is
NFL
so
now.
This is so planned out. Like, I mean, owned maybe not necessarily like monetary, but you know, owned in other ways.
I don't know, I think it still goes back to like
very suspect.
I still think it goes back to like high up on NFL and YouTube and trying to get that, you know, gain all that market share they need to make, they need to get that revenue because it costs them $2 billion for the license for Sunday Night Football. I mean, what do you call it? Sunday Ticket. So
yeah. NFL Ticket.
NFL Ticket. Thank you. There's just a lot of money going around out there and they just want it. People, you know, it's amazing what people
it's greed.
For more money. Yes.
This whole world is greedy.
Speaking for a lot of money or speaking of a lot of money, I had to get new tire. So my car is brand new.
No.
It's a BMW X7, brand new. I got it this summer. And this is only the second service appointment, right? Because you go every like 5,000 miles. Guy says, I get the thing where it has you sign off on stuff electronically. And I was like, new tires? What? It was like $2,600 for new tires. And I immediately text the rep. I'm like, what is this? Is something wrong with the car? He's like, no, it's normal. I'm like, normal? Like, I completely lost it. I was like, how is this normal? He's like, oh, yeah, X7's really heavy. They're needing tires often between 12 and 15,000 miles. And I was like.
Did you check? Did he send you a picture of what the tires, like, the thread are?
Yeah, and they send you really detailed. They measure it. They do all this stuff. I mean, it's not subjective. It's literally they measure the tread. They tell you how many, whatever the measurement is for the outside and the inside. And mine have wear around the outsides. And he says, and so I immediately start Googling and I go in the BMW forums. I mean, I know this is like a first world problem, but what the F? Like, that is insane. So now, and I drive a lot because we go to a lot of tournaments and stuff. So I have to get new tires. Basically, it's going to be like every 4 to 6 months, it looks like. And they're super expensive. He's like, well, you can extend them if you don't get the run flat tires. But if you don't have the run flat tires, then you get a flat tire. And I don't want to be dealing with that. So that was a huge shock. I was like really upset. And then I apologized. I mean, I wasn't rude to him, but I was like, sorry for my reaction. I'm just so shocked. He goes, no, your reaction is completely normal. He's like, I've seen people come in needing them at 9,000 miles. I'm like, what? And he's like, I used to work for Honda and you should have seen my shock when I came from Honda to BMW because their tires go 60,000 miles. I'm like, right. How is this possible?
Are you kind of crying like Mahomes cried on TV?
You know, I'm not. I mean, I think part of it.
Because he was a little bit of a crybaby, right?
And
he threw a freaking tantrum.
Bro was throwing such a tantrum on the sidelines, he had to be physically restrained by three players. He was screaming.
Hold on, we have something to show you.
Well, we lost the locker room. What is going on here with Mahomes?
I just said that frustration is growing. For Mahomes.
Look, four players. See, I thought when that was happening that he was yelling at Kadarius Toney. I thought, oh my God, he's going off on Toney.
Oh, I thought so too.
That was a refs. Are you kidding me, bro? And then he had time to calm down. He took a shower, changed clothes, and he still goes in the press conference and talks about it. Like, it is the most obvious penalty. There's nothing more obvious than that one. There's plenty of other obvious ones, but it's obvious. And he still talks about it. I'm like,
and we'll see it right here.
Oh, look at this.
I mean, obviously tough to swallow. Not only for me, but just for football in general. I mean, just to take away greatness like that. I mean, for a guy like Travis to make a play like that, and who knows if we win.
Okay. But
as I know,
I'm
as
sorry,
fans,
but acting like well, taking that play away means couple... Travis won't go in the Hall of Fame is ridiculous.
Exactly. And there's a couple things wrong with this whole thing. First off, his hair is all messed up. You could at least own it. I mean,
his
you
hair
see,
is always
like
a
band.
Disaster.
But no, look at there's like a band. Like it's flat in the middle, and then his shirt. That shirt, when I was watching that press conference, it's like a hologram shirt or something. I'm like, it's there's something. I'm like, what the hell are you wearing?
Maybe he didn't shower because his hair does still look like sweaty and messy.
Right. I'm telling you. But yeah, he's a big. I mean, Mahomes,
for somebody
there,
like
I'll
him that gets
you.
All the calls, that's notorious for getting all the calls. He threw right. a huge tantrum. Over that.
Because to say that was, to take away greatness, really? Did they take away your greatness?
Right. But didn't he just apologize? Like, didn't he, like, because he's getting so much slack?
I don't know.
Online, he had to apologize. Yeah.
You know, obviously, you don't want to react that way. I care, man. I love it. I love this game. I love my teammates, and I want to go out there and put everything on the line to win. Obviously, can't do that. I mean, can't be that way towards officials or really anybody in life. So probably regret acting like that. But more than anything, I mean, I regret the way I acted towards Josh after the game because he had nothing to do with it. So I was still hot and emotional. But you can't do that, man. It's not a great example.
I forgot about that. That was a horrible move
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
And he's going to go in his face and cry like a baby in the opposing team's quarterback's face. Like, you can't be better than that. That was pathetic,
I've seen
actually.
So many, like, reels and memes of, like, Josh just trying to shake
Josh
his
wants
hand.
To get out of there. Josh is like, this is so uncomfortable, man. Get,
like,
get out of here.
This is awkward.
Well, I also – but, you know, I mean, I get it. Your emotion – there's a lot of – testosterone, there's emotions that are going high. So I'm going to give him a pass of like, okay, and you're still young. You need to, like, you know, we all kind of make mistakes.
For a long time.
Yeah, but we all make mistakes sometimes.
We do. So. If you're, I think part of it is, well, he hasn't been, I don't know if he's been hit with a lot of adversity ever in his career where the calls don't go his way or whatever. So, and I mean, I would think that it's mostly the frustrations are because dudes on his team on the offense haven't been very good. So I'm guessing that's just like an overall frustration bubbling over.
Yep.
But I mean, like the ref said after the senior vice president officiating, because I saw a bunch of forums where people are talking about it. And it's like, they're like, but he didn't get warned. Well, the warning is a courtesy and it does usually happen. But what the ref said was like, well, a warning, yes, certainly is a thing we can do and we do it. But sometimes a penalty is so egregious, we have to call it. And the thing people are forgetting, the flag was thrown immediately. The flag was not thrown at the end of the play after there was a touchdown. They threw the flag before the ball was snapped. So it's not like they in any way had any idea it was going to transpire. And they still had several more downs and they didn't convert.
Yep.
And so ultimately, it's which I'm guessing Travis is going to say, you can't leave it up to things like that. You can't leave it that close.
Yep.
You can't leave it up to the point where one bad call ruins your game because everyone has had those calls go for them and against them.
Exactly. And I agree with you on that. Where it's a team event or it's a team sport. And it's like, just play better. So you don't have to wait for that one play to determine if you're going to win or lose. So all right. So we need to wrap it up because I got to go do some more Christmas shopping.
I got to go get my car.
And go find myself a wife for the Christmas.
I can't believe you go out and Christmas shop. You're brave.
Yeah. Why do you do
You're
that?
A brave woman.
Just be like us.
I got to take Grandma Poindexter. Just she can't drive.
So. That's true.
Yeah.
She's going to walk around in that state.
She's walking. Yeah. She has to walk a little bit.
Get
but not
one
just
of those
too far.
Scooters.
Just one store. One store. Right. No, it's good for her to walk. She's walking up and down the stairs a few times. So,
Well, you ride the scooter then. One of the
No, I'm not doing that. I'll crash into people. Then I'll get mad and like lose. Then you're gonna see me as a meme. You know, like crazy woman goes. You know, some lady goes crazy in the shopping center.
Pumpkinhead internet model crashes into. Display in store in a fit of rage or something.
Unsuspecting shopper.
Yeah. Start kicking things over and throwing shoes and
leave that up to bailing me. That's, you out. That's my type of behavior.
Yep. Turn into the Grinch. Yep. This is true. All right. So that wraps up for this week. You can listen to our podcast on Spotify or Apple, and you can always Google irrationalmoms.com and find us at YouTube. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment and tell a friend. All right.
And we'll be back with more snacks. I don't know what I'm going to have next week, but I'll find something good.
Something good. Yummy this for Christmas. Good.
I'll make some Christmas cookies.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ship them over. Bye.